Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a study called A Disgust for Evil. And I'll start in Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. So a side of the faith not often talked about by professing Christians is an absolute abhorrence of evil. If we're born into the kingdom of God, given the Holy Spirit by God, the same Holy Spirit given to the firstborn among many brethren, a disgust of evil is sure to follow. Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. This is a trait of the holy, 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 Most High God, the absolute hatred for things that offend. And if we're born of his Holy Spirit, having the Lord dwell in us, should it not be a trait of us as well? Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Psalm 97 verse 10. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints, he delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Psalm 119, 104. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Let's put some meat on these verses. What exactly are these false and evil ways we should be hating? Well, let's go to the Word of God, our lamp and our guide. James 4:4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So a hatred is necessary of the ways of Satan's world, sports, politics, entertainment, fashion, fame, etc. We preach about that all the time. You have to lose all that. You have to come out of that world. You have to hate those false ways that Satan has created, that Satan props up in this world. 2 John 1, 9-11. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. And 1 Timothy 6:3-5. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. So we're charged to hate all doctrine outside of the biblical truth, who is Jesus Christ, because anything that is not the truth, rightly divided, is not Jesus Christ. It's a false Christ. It's a false God. We see that all the time in professing Christianity. Romans 8:5-8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Jude 1:21-23. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. So we're also supposed to hate our flesh, hate the flesh man that always tries to pull us back into sin, pull us back into that enmity with God, living after the law of our flesh and just our nature, our beastly inclinations, we're charged to hate that as well. Matthew 4, 19 to 20. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Luke 14, 26. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Luke 9, 61 to 62. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. So we're charged to hate our old life that was conformed to the world, conformed to Satan's world, conformed to our flesh. We're charged to hate our old life, to start pressing on to the things which are before, Paul says, eternal life focused on the kingdom of God, maybe looking back to learn, but not looking back to lament. And my brother has a great teaching on that, don'tperish.com. Look that up. Be edified. And finally, the disgust for evil is a requirement in serving God. Without it, there's only open-mindedness. God never instructs us to be open-minded, nor to debate, nor to compromise, nor to fellowship with those who do evil. Psalm 40, verse 4. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Romans 16, 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Hebrews 7, 26 to 27. For such an high priest became us, talking about Jesus, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins and then for the people's, for this he did once, when he offered up himself. Notice it says, separate from sinners, not a friend of sinners. We sure don't see Christ or Paul or any of the apostles fellowshipping with the hypocritical Jews of the time, sitting down together, exchanging phone numbers, sharing a coffee and a cookie together. What we actually see is bold men of God standing for truth and despising evil. And I'm going to read some examples in the scriptures. Matthew 26, 64 to 68. Jesus saith unto him, Thou hast said, Nevertheless I say unto you, Hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, He hath spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye? They answered and said, He is guilty of death. Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee? And Luke 11, 44, Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are as graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. Acts 7, 51 to 54. This is Brother Stephen as he was being martyred by the Jews. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the dispensation of angels, and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. That doesn't sound like coffee and cookies. Acts 9, 22-25. But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying in wait was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. So if you claim to be born of the same spirit, if I claim to be born of the same spirit, the fruit of the tree should bear complementary fruit. Test yourself. Do you despise evil? It's required to love the truth. 1 John 1, 5-6. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. So that was my study, A Disgust for Evil. It's an important topic. A lot of people don't like to talk about it because it's an uber feminized Christianity we have in the culture today. Many professing Christians, professing Christ, don't know how to abhor evil and abstain from that which is evil because they don't know the real truth. They're always told by society to be open-minded. They're always told by society to hear another opinion, to hear other people's opinions, and perhaps some people are right, some people are wrong, but we can all just kind of get along. There's no boldness for that which is right, and a hatred for that which is wrong. The only way you get that is for standing for that which is right. You know what is right. You know the Word of God. It dwells within you. It says in the Scriptures, it abides in you. Jesus Christ abides in you. So when Jesus Christ abides in you, you have His Holy Spirit. The complementary fruit that will be born, and we see it exampled all over Scripture, Paul, and we see it in Stephen, we read in Stephen, we see it in Jesus Himself. The boldness, the confidence to stand on the truth, to be beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised, to be let down a wall in a basket, to escape the persecution, to be stoned for the Word of God, standing on the truth, being bold on the truth, and hating evil. And standing on the truth is the most loving thing you can do. Not hearing their opinion, not standing there and listening to their half-hour dissertation about how they got to where they are in life. It's standing on the truth and saying, you're outside of the truth. I love you enough to tell you, you're outside of the truth. You have to get into the truth because the truth is a narrow path. So I just wanted to talk about that today because that's a topic not talked about often in professing Christianity. But I want you to test yourself. Make sure you hate every false way and make sure you hate all things that are evil and all things that are outside of Christ, because everything outside of Christ is going to burn. So make sure you're in Christ today, saints and seekers, and I hope you have a good rest of your day or night wherever you are. And God be praised.